He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. God, we thank you for another day that you have made. God, as I ended my song that you are so sweet, I know, a smile, oh God, grew on my face, God, because you are a great God. God, no matter what comes in our lives, no matter what winds may blow, no matter what storms may rise, God, you are the same every single day. You are still non-wavering. You are still a rock. God, you are still my strength. And God, that brings joy to me, Lord, that I serve a God of consistency, that every single day I know that you will handle things exactly the same way you've done it in the past and you've done it before. You are not a respecter of persons, God, that you'll do one thing for one person and won't do the same thing for another person. Thank you for being a God of mercy. Thank you for being a God of greatness. Thank you for being a God of faithfulness. Thank you for being a God of consistency. Thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, it brings joy when I think about all of the things that you have done for me. Day after day, God, you bless me with new mercies every single day. Day after day, God, you shower me down, God, with even more blessings, Lord, because I belong to you. I'm no longer in darkness, God, but I am a royal priesthood, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. And since I belong to you, God, your word promised me that there is no good thing that you will withhold from me. Oh, God, as long as I'm serving you, as long as I'm faithful to you, as long as I believe in you, God, a
have the, if I just had the faith the size of the mustard seed, God, I can remove mountains. That stronghold can be bound and cast out. If I can just speak those things that are not as though they were, God, over and over again, you, God, have given me confidence, oh God, and you've given me assurance, Lord, that everything is going to be all right, that no matter what comes my way, God, I'm coming out all right. I'm coming out ahead. I'm coming out in the victory, God, and that means, God, that there's a breakthrough right upon me right now. God, a breakthrough in my mind, God, because it takes the transformation of my mind to understand, God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that I won't have to worry about it, that I won't be concerned about what the world is trying to do, that I won't be worried or concerned about what man is trying to do. But God, I am a victorious believer, Lord. I walk in authority because I have been given authority by the God of my salvation, the God that I serve. So God, I thank you, Lord, today. Oh God, that no longer do I have to fear what may come about in a given day. But God, I can cast all my cares upon you because you are a promise keeper. You care for me. You can handle everything that I throw your way. And so I can cast all my cares. I can lay aside every sin and weight. I can give it all over to you, Lord, so that I can walk in freedom. I can walk in deliverance. I can walk in my healing. I can walk in my breakthrough. I can walk in my peace. I can walk in my joy. I can walk in you, God. And in you, God, there is life. In you, there is liberty. In you, there is peace, God. In you is everything that I need and more. And so I thank you, God, today, oh, God, for being a sweet and wonderful God, a God that loves, a God that cares, a God that looks beyond our faults and sees our needs, a God that is a waymaker, a God that is faithful, a God that is everything that we need and more. And so as we go into day 19, about 31 days of prayer, God, we thank you for helping us to be consistent. Because in my flesh, Lord, there is no good thing. And my flesh, God, is weak. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to put flesh under subjection as we continue to march towards our breakthrough. God, I thank you, God, that it's right there. I see it. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. It is because we've been willing to move forward. We're not allowing things to stop us. We're not allowing things to hinder us and affect us anymore because you have touched our minds, Lord. You have put the, help us to put flesh under subjection. Oh, God, no longer are we trying to please the flesh. No longer are we trying to walk after the flesh. No longer, Lord, are we, oh, God, doubting what you have promised us. No longer, God, are we doing things that we used to do because we've thrown those old things away. We're forgetting those things that are behind and looking towards those things that are ahead. Oh, God, as we yearn to get to know you, oh, God, as we yearn to get closer to you, as we yearn, God, to draw nearer to thee, God, you have taken us higher, God, in each and every round, both higher and higher, each and every day, God, that you blessed me to see. Oh, God, it's a day that I should reflect you more and more each and every day, God, that you allow us to make it to and make it through. Is another day that we get to know you better. Is another day that we get to abide with you. Is another day that we get to bless you. And so we want to be like David, God. Every day that you bless me, every moment you bless me to be able to see, God, I want to be able to say I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Let my praises, God, rise among the people today. Let my worship, God, be for real on this day. On this Monday, as we enter into our new work week, God. Oh, God, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us, God. And let a song of praise be in our hearts, God. Even if it's simple as, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. But I can tell the world that no matter what comes and what may, oh, God, that I have a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. And not only is he sweet, but he is merciful. And not only is he merciful, he is kind. And not only is he kind, he is long-suffering. And not only is he long-suffering, he's my Savior. He's my waymaker. He's my deliverer. He's my strong tower. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's everything that I need and more. So help me to be bold and tell the world today that my God is awesome, that my God is able, that my God can. And not only will my God do it, but my God will. I'm excited about you, Lord, today. Another day that you blessed me to be able to see. Another day that you have already, God, given me favor. Another day that I got joy when I think about what you have done for me. God, I just want to say thank you. And so, God, help us today to run at full capacity. Oh, God, as you've given me the word, God, from yesterday. We don't want to run, oh, God, half empty, but unite us even now. As we come together in corporate worship and corporate prayer on this 19th day of December, Lord, help us to run at full capacity in everything that we do. Lord, we want to reflect you. Lord, we want your spirit to have its way. And God, we are more effective, God, when you take the wheel. When we try to do things on our own, God, we are limited. We can't do anything because we only can do all things through Christ. So when we do it through our flesh, we are limited. We are ineffective. We can't walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. We can't walk worthy of being called children of the Lord. And so, Lord, help us to make you happy today. I want to put a smile on your face. Lord, I want to make your name great and make your name glorious and be pleasing to you, God, and present my body as a living sacrifice, Lord, not just the least of being holy and acceptable, oh, God, but to give you my mind and give you my heart and give you my action, give you my finances. Oh, God, give you my thoughts. Lord, I want to give it all over to you, oh, God, because you can handle me, oh God, because you formed me. Oh God, even before my mother knew I was in existence, you shaped me in my mother's womb and you ordained me for this day and time. And you did that for each and every single one of us, God. You ordained us to be here in 2016 on December 19th. God, you did that. You had these plans for us. You had these thoughts towards us. Oh God, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us hope and an expectation. It is to give us victory, to give us help, oh God, to give us shelter, God, in everything that we need, God, you coordinated and planned these days. God, I thank you, Lord, that you know my ending from my beginning. And so, Lord, wherever I need you, God, you are there. You're already there. David said, where can I go and you not be there? You're the God of the hills. You're the God of the valleys. You're the God of even the deepest depths of the sea. Thank you, Lord, for being my God. And so, God, lead us and guide us, direct us today. Give us strength. Give us renewal of power, renewal of our strength, a refreshment. Oh, God, a refreshing rain, Lord. Let it fall upon us even now, Lord. Fill our cups so that we can't handle any more of you, God, because we want our cups to be at full capacity with you. Not of the things of this world, because the things of this world, oh God, they just won't satisfy our spirit man. Thank you, Lord, for being everything that we need and more. Thank you for being our rock. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being everything that we need and more. And so, God, lead us and guide us and grant us strength and grant us victory and help us to overcome everything that is thrown our way today. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Savior, my Lord, my Keeper. And bless everyone, God, that has taken the time out to join us this morning, Lord. God, let us not be weary in anything that we do, Lord, reminding us day by day, moment by moment, minute by minute, second by second, that our due season is upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we've labored, Lord, we've travailed, Lord, oh God, and just like as a woman in childbirth, Lord, give us that reaping, give us that abundant blessing, God, give us that little bundle of joy, God, oh God, and the fruit of our labor, Lord, so that we won't be weary in well-doing. We press towards you. We continue to run towards you. We continue to chase after you. We continue to thirst after you, God. We continue to hunger for more of you. For they that hunger after righteousness' sake shall be filled. God, fill us some more with everything that we need for today, not for tomorrow, because we tomorrow's things that will weigh us down. But God, only equip me so that I can be agile for the day, that I can run with you with victory. I can run for you, God, with swiftness, God, because I'm only holding on to the things that I need for today. God, I don't want those things for tomorrow to rot. I don't want to be greedy and hold on to things that I can't handle. But God, give me what I need for today. My cup is empty, God, and let your anointing overflow and overrun and overwhelm us, God, each and every person that is on under the sound of my voice this morning, God. Let this Monday be like no other Monday that it has, God. Send them in with strength, God. Send them in with power. Send them in with joy, God. Whether they're going to school or they're going to work or they're just riding around, oh God, doing work at home, God, wherever they are at today. Oh God, pour out your spirit upon your people. Oh God, that this day will be like none other. Oh God, that we may boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it. Thank you, God, for each and every person that has taken time out to join us this morning. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the fields. Bless them when they come. Bless them when they go. Bless them when they sit down. Bless them when they rise up, God. Bless them when they go to the bank. God, let it be increase in there. God, bless it. I speak blessings upon them today, God. Oh, God, because that's what you have given us, the power, the authority to be able to do, to speak those things that may not be as though they were, to speak life instead of death. I speak over their relationships. I speak over their families, God. I speak over their finances right now in the name of Jesus. Send them in from the four corners of the world, God. Send in a refreshing rain from the four corners of the world, Lord. We don't have to see. We don't know where the wind comes from, but we know that they blow. Blow on them even now. Blow and breathe onto them even now. And bless your people. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to pray. Men ought to always pray, God, and it's our endeavor to remain steadfast and committed to prayer. Because the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and we need you to help us to be more availing, to submit to you, to surrender to you, to yield to you, to go and serve you. We're available, God, in the name of Jesus. If you need me, God, I'm willing to go. And so bless us this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Our scripture, good morning, saints. Thank you for joining me this morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Acts chapter 16, verse 5, and it reads, "And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily." The corresponding scripture comes from Acts 19 and 20. I want to encourage you. I have these thoughts on the website. My question is for you is, how strong is your faith? When our faith in Christ grows, our belief and our trust and our hope in God grows. And the more confident we become in God, the more willing we are to be able to share his good news with someone. The more we're willing to share our beliefs with someone, the more opportunities that the church has to grow. We are the sheep, and we must beget sheep, and we must allow God to work in us and the power of his spirit to work in us to help grow our faith, to help grow our confidence, to help grow our boldness, so that the house may be filled. The growth of the church relies upon us, the people. The church cannot grow unless the people are willing to speak about the goodness of Jesus. Go share some with someone today. And understand that not everyone may come into your church. One man plants, another man waters, and God is the one who will get the increase. Let's do our part today to be bold for God on this day. May heaven shine upon you and be blessed. God bless you. Bye-bye.